Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I received a statement yesterday that questions of a discriminatory and anti-constitutional nature were asked of two Jewish judicial candidates at the Judicial Services Commission interviews. Advocate Lawrence Lever and Judge David Unterhalter were subjected to questions pertaining to their Jewish identity, while no other candidates were subjected to offensive religious scrutiny. And really, the person who can get us all onto the same page and really give us insight into this is Wendy Kahn. Wendy is the executive director for the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, and she joins me on the line now. Morning, Wendy. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy, and I'm hoping you're going to be able to hear me because I'm in an amazing place.
Oh.
I am commemorating Freedom Day in Dawn Park, Boksburg, this morning.
Oh, wow.
And you'll remember that Dawn Park is where Chris Hani was assassinated before our new democracy, and it was a terrible, terrible assassination, and it really could have derailed the entire process of transformation, but it didn't. But this is a really historic place, and we're doing a walk here through Dawn Park and through Boksburg.
Wonderful.
And then we're going to have the Premier and the MECs address us. But it's really quite historic, and it's a beautiful way. I'm walking through with my South African flag in my hand, my mask on my face, and I think, wow, this is really quite an amazing experience.
All right, so Wendy, where were you in 1994? What do you remember about voting day in 1994?
Yeah, no, I will never forget, and I will always cherish those memories of standing in queues with fellow South Africans for the first time.
Yeah.
And it was such a liberating experience. And I remember I lived in Hazelwood at the time. We just got married. And looking down and seeing all those queues and people waiting so patiently to cast their first ballot.
Incredible. All right. So from there to here, my gosh, how things have changed in 21 years.
Correct. Correct.
Let's talk about discrimination.
I think that's why I feel so incredibly strongly about this situation, because today we are celebrating 27 years of our country's democracy. We are celebrating our Freedom Charter. We are celebrating our Constitution, and we are celebrating all the hallmarks of our new democracy. And yet, just a few weeks ago, not even a few, but maybe 2 weeks ago, questions were asked in a Judicial Services Commission interview that for me went right against all the basic tenets and principles of our Constitution. And we have to take that up, and we have to challenge it strongly, because the Freedom Charter and the preamble to our Bill of Rights says very clearly South Africa belongs to all who live in it, united in our diversity. And that applies to all South Africans. Including Jewish South Africans.
Okay, so Wendy, just hold on. So let me just go back. So Advocate Lawrence Lever and Judge David Unterhalter, they're being interviewed for the top court in the land, right?
Well, Judge Unterhalter was being he was being interviewed for the Constitutional Court.
Yeah.
And Advocate Lever was being interviewed for the Northern Cape High Court position.
Okay. What happened?
So both of them, and this was within a week of each other, were asked a barrage of questions pertaining to their Jewish identity. So Judge Unterhalter, who had been on the Jewish Board of Deputies, was literally grilled about time and what the Board of Deputies is and why he was involved with us and how that would be a problem in terms of him taking a seat in the Constitutional Court. Now, that's extremely problematic. The Jewish Board of Deputies is the representative body, the democratically elected, democratic body of South African, representative body of South African jury. So by saying that it's problematic to be associated with that, you're actually saying it's problematic to be associated with the official Jewish establishment. Now that is extremely problematic. And as I explained yesterday in an interview, the Jewish Board of Deputies is involved in upholding the civil and religious rights of Jewish South Africans and protecting them against anti-Semitism. Now, that should be something that is applauded by the JSC. It's completely consistent with the values of our Constitution. And that was a line of questioning that went through both of the interviews.
So just for clarification, how is he involved with the Jewish Board of Deputies? Does he sit on the Board of Deputies?
Well, Gunther Holter served on our National Executive Council for about a year.
Okay.
So that was the one line of questioning. The other line of questioning, which we found very disturbing, was that Advocate Lever was asked whether he kept Shabbat, whether he observed Shabbat. Now, our Constitution enshrines our rights to religious freedom and religious practice. And it was made very clear to him that Sabbath observance would be a problem in terms of him getting to the court.
Why?
Now, that is anti-constitutional, and that's something very disturbing for all South African Jews in terms of their place and their role in society.
Absolutely. But, Wendy, why would it be a problem if he was, Shabbat observant?
Well, they are saying that the question was posed to him, if an urgent matter, an urgent application was to come onto his desk on a Saturday morning, would he put aside his Sabbath observance to deal with that?
Gosh.
So that's extremely, we live in a country where our religious rights should be upheld and accommodated and cherished, in fact.
So where to from here?
Kathy, I think there's just one other issue, if you don't mind. I just wanted to say that only the Jewish judges, potential judges, candidate judges, were asked about religious practice. No other person who was interviewed was asked those questions, which I think is very significant. And secondly, and thirdly, I should say, the third area was that both of these candidates were quizzed about the two-state solution and the Palestinian-Israeli situation. And one wonders, what has that got to do with the appointment and selection of judges in our country? And again, nobody else was asked that.
It's actually unbelievable.
The Muslim candidates were not asked, what are your views on the two-state solution? Only these two Jewish potential judges were asked that. And that's extremely problematic. So, yes, we are investigating it, and we are exploring the best way to deal with these issues. Obviously, they're very serious, and they're not something we're going to be able to look away.
You know, it's so interesting. And when, as you were telling me about this, about the judging of the judges, the opening lines of the Book of Ruth actually comes to mind about it was the time of the judging of the judges. That's what's happening. I mean, you look at what's happening with Mokgweng Mokgweng and his personal views on God and religion and, you know, Israel. It's actually insane what is happening.
Well, I think that all people standing for judicial office in this country should be judged on equal criteria and not based on their religion, not based on their views on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, not based on their affiliation with a Jewish organization. That's not how they should be judged. They should be judged based on their background, based on their abilities, and based on what that can bring to the judiciary in South Africa.
Absolutely. Wendy Khan, we leave you to continue your walk in Dawn Park. Thank you so much for making the time.
Just to let you know, we're just coming actually now to Chris Harney's house where he was murdered just before 94.
What's happened to that house? Has it been?
It's been turned into a museum.
Okay. Well, there's
we'll
a day
let
trip.
You know.
Yeah.
We're going to visit it now.
Okay. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay. God bless. Cheers. Bye.